When I first heard Lucien's name 20 years ago in 1926, it was whispered that he had killed a girl. But killings happened like rain in the Ninth Ward. You could always blame a shooting on the heat and humidity or whiskey. But what people were saying about this Lucien was different. Just a baby, barely 14 from what people said, this well-built and well-spoken boy had beaten a girl to death. Back then, news in the colored ward spread like Indian fire. Seems like everybody had something to say about the boy in a man's body, the killer with such a handsome face. When I first heard about this child, I wasn't yet married, but I had finished school and was running the family fish market, and from where my stall was, on the edge of the Vieux Carré, I saw and heard much of what went on in New Orleans. An old woman who picked over my fish and complained so much I refused to sell to her pointed out Lucien. "See, there he go, just an overgrown boy. But you know he done killed a girl and going round bragging about it." We expected someone in the girl's family would handle it, track the boy down and make him pay. The funny thing was that Lucien became not just a man, but a big man because of killing that girl. From the way some imbeciles sounded, they admired him for bashing the girl's head in. I knew this girl. She was poor and ugly and black as tar. So poor she dragged the streets begging from women and trying to whore herself to men. So poor nobody missed her when she disappeared. But Lucien bragged about it, went about describing what he had done, and nobody did a damn thing about it. He found the right person to kill. Yes, he was a big man, even though he was barely 14. We'd see him in church in his short pants, and people would say, "There goes that boy. Got the gall to come to church with that sin on his soul." But nobody stopped him at the door and threw him out. A few years later, no one mentioned that girl when they talked about him. If anything, they had praise for how the young man dressed and how much money he had in his pocket. Now he had girls working for him just like the girl he killed. Poor, young, and stupid.